Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Welcome, welcome. This is a special bonus episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. This is Molly McCord, your host, and I'm grateful for your presence here today. I'm excited to speak with our special guest because I know he is going to offer you a lot of empowering wisdom and insights about spirituality, about how you can connect to who you really are and work from that place and move forward. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful chat. So thank you for being here. Very quickly, before we get started, I wanted to let you know that tomorrow, February 28th, there's going to be a special live episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. If you would like to join me, that will be at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to speak about why my soul purpose is your soul purpose. And we're going to make some connections here around our energies, around our purpose of being alive at this time. There's going to be some fun insights. So I invite you to join me and to be energetically present because I appreciate your presence as always. So let me introduce to you our very special guest. I'm so delighted he's here. We are going to be speaking with Lionel Philippe. He's originally from France. And what I love about his experience is that it's varied, and he has so much to offer. He is a master practitioner in NLP, that's neuro-linguistic programming. He's a Psyche K practitioner, a prime potential facilitation practitioner. He has received certification in Byron Katie's The Work. He is an expert at smoking cessation hypnotherapy. He's a best-selling author, and as if that isn't enough, he has a black belt in martial arts, Aikido. So thank you for being here and welcome, Lionel.
Thank you, Molly, and welcome everyone. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining us. I'm excited to speak with you because I want to offer full disclosure here for everyone that we are both co-authors in a wonderful new book called The Thought That Changed My Life Forever. And I would love to know a little bit about your chapter, your contribution to this project, because it has a very personal and uplifting quality to it.
Yes, mostly in regard to my relationship with women. I would say with the archetype of the woman, with my mother, of course, and all the women that have been in my life up to now. Interestingly enough, I wrote this chapter when I was flying to Haiti in 2011, where I went with an association, Phoenix Vision, to in fact train and help a group of 10 Haitian women to use some basic healing trauma technique to help, you know, their other people there to heal trauma, because you know, in Haiti after the earthquake in 2010, lots of event happened here and suffering. So we had no time to do long, you know, psychotherapy or something like that. So we just went there to help this woman learn basic training, and I learned a lot from them. And I wrote the skeleton of my of the chapter, you know, when I was flying there, and I put more, let's say, information when I came back, because it was a wonderful experience to see the power of the woman, the spirit that they have. And I think it's not just in Haiti, it's everywhere, where I could recognize, you know, the value of what woman has to offer for us men. And in fact, the core of the chapter is, you know, realizing that all women, you know, give life in a way or another. And of course, my mother was the first one, and I have been refusing that gift for many, many years. So that's kind of to summarize it a bit, my chapter and what it's speaking about.
And that's such a powerful realization, to make the connection between the different energies of women in your life and how those cycles and relationships showed up, and then to have it culminate in Haiti. And so I found that when I was reading your chapter, I felt a lot of understanding around these energies, like the threads of energies that we have in our lives. And so what was it for you that really made it come to your full awareness in Haiti? Because that was obviously a very special place.
Yes. Well, I didn't really realize the connection until I came back. So I don't know how to, I can answer this question honestly at the moment. Could you, in another way, you know, could you remind me what the question is about? What do you mean by this link?
Sure, because you're speaking about how the women in Haiti touched you and you noticed a lot about them. And so then that was perhaps a catalyst for understanding your mom in a new way?
Oh, yeah. No, in fact, the understanding came way before that. What happened is when I was in I was doing some shamanic, you know, journey, and that's where I discovered at some point that the most beautiful gift that a woman can give is life, and that life is priceless. So that's what was the core, you know, of my healing with my mom, when I realized, well, my mom, you know, gave me, you know, that precious and priceless gift. And then when I went to Haiti, you know, I could notice mostly the power of the woman of not, you know, staying without moving, but having still their spirit moving and the desire to help others and not to complain about their situations.
Beautiful. Yes. And do you feel that your understanding of your mother has shifted your work in terms of how you offer your services and how you interact with clients?
Yes. Yeah, it has. It has, because, you know, if you don't know some kind of limitation that you might have, let's say with my mom, for example, there was a lot of anger and resentment. And even, you know, if the years have passed, when I work with clients, those kind of underlying behavior will show up in a way or another, where I will not be able to relate to a client, a woman in particular, and really help her at a deeper level. Now, since I understood and I healed that particular aspect of myself in relation with my mom, I'm more, let's say, open. My heart is more connected to the woman and their spirit and the love, you know, that I can feel for my mom or for the woman in general is way easier when I work particularly with women. And for some reason, since I came back from Haiti, my desire to work more with women, you know, is showing up. That's why lately I have designed a website for stop smoking, but only for pregnant women, because you know the effect of smoking on people, on women, but you know when they are pregnant and still smoking, there's a lot of affect to the baby, and so there's a nice connection between the giver of life and the baby, which you know is going to receive what the mom is giving at the mind level, but as well the physical level.
Yes, that's very important. That's a very good point, and I'm glad you brought that up. And I want to let people know that they can check out your website as they're listening. It's living-spirit.com, and you can discover more about what we're talking about and the offerings that Lionel has for us. What I am really interested in is the work you did, and that's the work, capital letters, from Byron Katie, and how that liberated you or helped you understand more about yourself and your gifts. Can you share with us a little bit more about that program and what that taught you?
Oh, that's, you know, I'm going to make, in fact, a great link with my relationship with my mom, because one of the very important experiences that I had using the work from Byron Katie, which is a very simple process of questioning any stressful thought that you have, can be put under that very simple four question plus what we call a turnaround. And really, if you do it in the right way, which is meditative way, I can tell you the results are beyond what you can expect. And in regard to that, I had an experience where I was doing the work as a client. And in regard to my mom, to an experience that I had when I was 3 years old, and that was prior to my, let's say, realization about the gift of the mother. It was a few years before that. And but that night, after working with that person, I lie down on my couch, and suddenly I got this image where I see myself at 3 years old with my mom. And at the time, for all of those years, I thought that my mom wanted, for some reason, to engulf me, to contract me. And in fact, what I realized, shockingly, is in fact that was a way to love me. So she loved me. I from 3 years old up to, 40 and something years old, I have believed that she did not. And that was shocking to the mind, to really realize that I had, at 3 years old, interpreted a situation that was not what was happening.
That's incredibly powerful. And then to have that realization, life-shifting, life-changing, and how that must have opened up your heart.
Yeah. I love my mom, and bless her heart, and she's still alive, when I just think about her, I'm just, I'm blessed. I love her very deeply. So, and it's a love. It's very interesting because it's almost, I will call it as an almost impersonal love. I feel really connected to her, but it's not like the regular love that I thought was love, more, to what human, I would have said, I don't know if people can understand that, but it's more like kind of a love that flows from my heart without particular desire from the other person to be in a way or another. I just love her, and this love is just flowing from my heart without particular, motive.
Yes, that's very wise how you explain that. And it sounds a lot like divine love in that it just is. And even when we can't logically explain it, there's that feeling of that's just how I feel. And it's so powerful to have that for our parents because they
are
special soul relationships.
Yeah, oh, they are. Yeah, they are very much, not just them, but the whole, when you look at it a bit more, it's amazing to see how family and ancestors, culture, country where you live, how it affects each of us. It's unbelievable.
I want everyone to know, too, that you have a lot of spiritual studies. You've studied with shamans, with spiritual leaders, that you have a lot of knowledge to share. And if you're listening to this and you're really drawn to Lionel's approach, we do have something, a special offer he's going to share with you at the end here, just to let you know that there's a way to connect with him and to help you expand and discover more of who you are. And what I really appreciate is that you are a spiritual teacher who is doing your own work. And there's many spiritual teachers who maybe sit back and they don't touch something, right? They don't go deep or they don't go into themselves. But what I am really drawn to is how you are walking your talk and that you have all these different healing modalities to draw from. And so can you tell us a little bit about Prime Potential and what you offer with that facilitation?
Yeah. So the first thing I would like to correct here, I do not consider myself as a spiritual teacher. For me, it's very important that I bring that that aspect here. I do my, as you said, very, very clearly. I walk my talk. That's very crucial for me. So Prime Potential is the best way I'm going to explain this one is using a metaphor, if you don't mind. Do you know what is a keystone in a cathedral?
I do, yes. Yes,
a keystone, that's right. And the keystone is holding all the arcade of the cathedral. What happens if you remove the keystone?
What shifts? What falls?
Well,
everything tumbles.
That's right. Everything collapses because the keystone is holding all the arcade of the church or the cathedral. So the keystone is, what is in your, I would call your system, which is mind, body, spirit, the keystone is what is here and now in your life holding you back to do what you want to do. What is stopping you right now in your life to be truly who you are at the core? And so the keystone is the limitation, the constriction in your system, and the arc are all the behavior that you are using because inside of you unconsciously there's lots of fear to be able to touch that keystone. So an arcade could be work alcoholic or addiction such as alcohol, eating, sex, fear of intimacy, you name it. So the purpose of Prime Potential is to look at all your life here and now in about 7 or 8 areas of your life, and then we look at what is holding all this castle, let's say cathedral, what is holding everything together that this keystone, create this behavior. And the work is to work together to find the keystone. And when we find the keystone, all the behavior that are linked to it, we'll have, if we can, remove the keystone from your nervous system, then all the arc, the behavior will collapse. Some will totally disappear, and others will lost a loss of their, energy. For example, if you were, let's say, with your family and your wife or your husband, and very angry, and we quantified that you get angry, let's say, twice a week, and when you get angry, it's about a 10 out of 10, and it can last for hours. Well, after working and finding that particular piece in your system and helping you release that piece from the nervous system, because everything is stored at the nervous system, then you might notice after a couple of weeks that maybe you get angry maybe once in the last 2 weeks, and instead of a 10 out of 10, it becomes, maybe a 5. To give you kind of a concrete example, I was one of my last clients. When he came to see me, he has a heart rate of 130 beat a minute, which is fairly high, which show you how much stress he has in his life. After working with him, the second session, which is a process of 4 sessions, after the beginning of the third session, I asked him, okay, how is going your heartbeat? And the heartbeat went down to about 80 beats a minute. So to tell you that this process has results on, mind, emotions, and body. And of course, the purpose for me is not guarantee anything, because there is a fine balance between the willingness of the client and the readiness of the client. And sometimes the client can say, yes, I want to change, but the mind, ego mind, is not yet ready, because there's so much investment in who the client might think he or she is, that, we have to be gentle and wait until the right timing, like the foot is right to be able to help the client to move forward. Does it make sense to you?
Absolutely. How powerful. And for four sessions, that's quite a bit of deep work for four sessions. That's wonderful. Go ahead.
Yeah, four sessions which are spread in a very particular way. It's spread over over 3 months, and we have the first session and second session is set about 2 weeks after the first one, because we want to see how the mind, the ego mind, behave in between session. Sometimes we find a keystone after the first session, but the mind might come back and try to hold it a little bit again before let it go totally. So we spread the session between 2 weeks between the first and second session, and then we push 3 weeks between the second and the third, and then 4 weeks between the third and the fourth. That's a way to really be sure that the client has integrated the changes. And what is beautiful, and I have a particular system to really trace the changes and quantify the changes before the beginning and the end, so the client is really able to see in three different ways how they were before the process and after the process. And lots of changes happen, and because they are out of the consciousness of the client, because it seems so natural for them, it's very crucial for me to always spend, 30 minutes, 45 minutes with my client at the beginning of the following session to go through all the different places where there was restrictions and see what I've changed. And often the clients say, oh, yeah, but that's normal. And I say, well, but before, because we quantified, before it was, let's say, 8 out of 10, and now it is, oh, maybe a 2. So it's very amazing to see, like client having deep fear of being abandoned by their loved one, 10 out of 10, asking the same question 3 weeks later, what you told me, I don't know, maybe a 2. I said, are you sure? Yes. Well, it was a 10 before. So the people, the changes happen at a level that the conscious mind doesn't even see them anymore. So it's very crucial for me to help the client to see what has changed as well in their own journey.
This is fascinating. I love this type of healing spiritual work, because it's what we have access to right now, and there are so many professionals such as yourself who are doing it from a really genuine place of empowerment. And so if somebody is listening right now, how can they reach out to you if they're interested in getting more information about your Prime Potential program?
Well, they can go to my website or use the email address contact@living-spirit.com, and there is a contact form there. They just have to put their email address, phone number, and I will reply as soon as I get their email. They can call me as well at 778-229-1913, but the phone number is in my website as well.
Okay, great. And you are in Vancouver, British Columbia, people can contact you from anywhere because you work globally, correct?
That's correct. We can do this on Skype as well, yeah.
Excellent. Okay, well, I want to let everyone know, because this could be the first time that they're hearing about this approach, and it has another name as well, correct? Is it Mirus Point? Am I saying that right?
Mirror's Point is, in fact, the company with who I have been trained. So people can go to www.mirrorspoint.com, and I can always, you know, send the email, the website address if someone needs to have the website. And this is where they can have, you know, more information about this, where this process comes from.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. I'd like to insert a little bit more about your personal activities in terms of the martial arts study and how that came about to be something that you're a master at. Could you tell us a little bit about how you got started with that?
Yeah, that's very interesting. You know, when you when your energy is focused in one direction, and for me, it's focused on who am I without the mind? What is left when I don't believe my mind? And that's my, you know, that's my quest. That's my passion. That's where, you know, life, you know, is leading me since many, many years. And so it's very interesting when you have your focus in a specific direction, how everything comes together in order to give you all the tools you need. And so Ki Aikido came about 10 years ago in that way. The language we use in Ki Aikido is very different from any other teaching because, you know, it's a Japanese martial arts. But the core, the essence of this teaching is totally aligned with my my quest. And so so I trained since about 10 years now, and we learn the principle of ki, and then we apply the principle of ki to the Aikido. And in fact, the Aikido is a kind of very active martial arts, but the ki principle, the purpose of those teaching is to apply them in your everyday life. That's what is crucial. And the Aikido is to put you in an extreme situation where you have someone coming with a knife or a sword, and how do you apply those principles in that kind of a very, let's say, active and pressure situation. But, you know, in life, we are pressured more by emotional situation than by people coming with you with a sword, at least I hope for you. So the key principle is how to unify mind and body. And when your mind and body are one, I'm using to use the term of the Aikido society, when your body and your mind and body are one, then ki flow in all directions. In that particular moment, you have all the power that you need. To give you an example, I had a 65, 68 years old woman just coming, you know, visiting at the dojo. And she was frail, and when she stand, you know, you could just push her with one finger and she will fall. And I said to her, well, you want to test a little bit what is ki? And she said, yes, why not? So I just show her how to stand. So it starts by how to stand correctly, you know, to, when your body stand correctly, then your and your mind become calm. And when the mind become calm, then ki is flowing. And then when she was doing this, I asked two big guys to come and to try to raise her body from the floor, and it was impossible. So it took about, you know, I said 3 or 4 minutes for her to be able to stand correctly, and then in that moment in time, she has so much power that even two big guys could not lift her body from the ground. And everybody can do that. No, there's no one that cannot. The only, let's say, what is left is how can you maintain that state of mind?
That's powerful. How can you maintain that state of mind? Wow. And so with that expertise that you have, combined with all these other modalities, it sounds like you have a very unique and special approach to offer people for sessions with you, for their own spiritual discovery, for getting to the heart of who they really are.
I do. So I'm not sure I got your question.
I didn't ask it. But what I was about to say was that, what can you tell us about your approach? Because it sounds like with everything that you do and know and have genuine interest in, how do you combine all of these to help people discover more of who they are?
Yeah, that's a great question. In fact, it's the what I call the four pillar. You know, on my website, you will see the four pillar. You know, for me, what is really, really the core is to help you be in contact with who you are at the core of your being, which is beyond any world or any label. The prime potential is at the, let's say, at the heart of the system. But of course, the teaching in Aikido and the teaching that I love from a teacher like Adyashanti or Gangaji or Papaji, the teaching is what I love because it resonates deeply, you know, with my heart, with my soul. When someone is able to touch who they are, even if it's for few, let's say, seconds, what is the value of using techniques like, for example, NLP, where we use what we call anchoring, which help the nervous system to remember a certain state of being. You know, a fear, a trauma, a phobia is locked in your nervous system and trigger that are not conscious, but sometimes are very conscious, like a bee. If you have a phobia of bee or a phobia of height, for example, then of course a bee coming close to you is going to trigger the phobia and you are going to be extremely fearful. So in the same way, using NLP and helping you connect with who you truly are, we help your nervous system to remember that particular state of being. So you, when you meditate, for example, and I teach you, you know, a way to maintain that particular state of being, then when you meditate, you use this anchor to, let's say, not emphasize, but increase, help your neuron pathway to rebuild new pathways, so when you use the anchor, you can reconnect to that state of being way faster. And because everything, in fact, is as the nervous system. So I will say, you might understand something, but if you don't allow yourself to feel what it is to be in a state of oneness, for example, it's not going to help you a lot. You might understand why you have a limitation, but if you don't go deeper to the feeling of it and then releasing the feeling, then it's not going to help. So the combination of what I'm doing is based on helping you to go at the core of who you are, where there is no label, but where your heart is open, your intuition is stronger, and you move, effortlessly, I would say, and you are way more powerful in that sense. But not power, many people may think about it. It's a soft power where you know where you have, what you have to do and how to move, and you are able to go. You know, life is an ongoing process. You always learn, but if you can move from that space of knowing who you are, it becomes easier and easier, more gentle to yourself, more gentle to others, and able to accept life as, you know, it brings its challenges one by one as they come.
And then to live from that space changes
That's
everything.
That's the goal. And, you know, and often, you know, and the mind can bring us, you know, out, because the pulling of the mind, of the attention to the mind, is very strong. And so using the body, using the anchor to bring yourself back, you know, is one way to really help you to stay out of this addiction of the mind that we all have in a way or another.
That's a great way to put it, the addiction of the mind. Yes, that is something that I think connects with a lot of people, because we have that unconscious programming around our mind, around our thoughts, around our patterns, and when we understand them better and bring them to our conscious awareness, we become a whole new person, a whole new level of power is within us.
That's right. And the power, I realized this when I was doing the work with Byron Katie. It was an amazing experience, which is I realized that as soon as I put any meaning on a simple word, as soon as I do that, my whole world concretized, become real to me. If I believe, you are my enemy, instantly in a fraction of a second, I create the reality that you are my enemy. Now, if I ask the simple question, looking at you as still thinking you are my enemy, if I ask the simple question, okay, who am I if I don't believe that thought that you are my enemy? And everything shifted. And you don't change. You don't do anything different. You are the same person. If I change my way of thinking, the whole world changed. And I would say not to go to positive thinking, because for me, seven going deeper than just positive thinking. But if you just allow yourself to stay in that zone where I don't know who I am, but I know I am not that thought, you will experience something really different. That's, more. And it's all the people I have worked with, it's always the same kind of feedback. Well, I'm open. I'm relaxed. I'm connected with you. It's inclusive. I love you. I can see that you were doing this or that. There's great difference of behavior and of beingness when you don't believe your mind. And I will say that the core of my work is, I'm moving, because for a long time I was involved in studying the mind, understanding the mind. And as I'm going in my own journey, I realized that if I want to summarize, just stop believing your mind. And if I stop believing my mind, what is left? And can I, this is why my company is named Living Spirit, can I live life from that stand? Which means as a human being, can I bring spirit, God or nature or life, whatever you want to call it, can I bring it into, can I let it express itself through me moment by moment? Because it's not like in the future is, Right now, what do I choose? Do I choose to believe my mind or not?
I love what you said. Well, I love a lot of what you said, but I love especially how you pinpointed the concept of positive thinking, because to me that has a temporary connotation to it, whereas what you're getting at and explaining so eloquently here is that we're going into the body, the nervous system, the emotions, the deeper levels of our being, and shifting that at a core level. And how
incredible
that is. Yes.
Because we use the body to anchor who we truly are. So the body is going to be your wonderful tool to know exactly, where you are at. Stress, if you have stress in your body, you can be absolutely sure you are believing something. That's obvious, simple. At least a stressful thought. But to bring the positive thinking, I will share an experience I had with you. I will share the experience with you. I remember when I was practicing the walk and I was doing it in my car, driving, and I was always focusing mostly on the negative thinking. And I'm driving, and suddenly I have this thought coming to my mind saying, but why am I not questioning the positive thinking? And as soon as I have that thought, it's like imagine I didn't see my mom for many years and knock at the door, and she opened the door, she sees me, and she slapped the door. My mind did the same thing to me, like saying, you dare question even positive thinking? It was an amazing experience to notice how my mind was okay for me to question negative thinking, but not question any other thought, because, of course, the mind still live with positive thinking.
That's huge. What an insight that is. Wow. And to look at it all from a neutral place is gives you all new levels of information about yourself.
Totally. Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, Lionel's website is living-spirit.com. I invite you to check it out and to see everything that he offers, to learn more about his approach and experience and all the ways you can connect with him. Now, you did generously have an offer for people who are interested in pursuing a session or two with you. Can you share with us what your offer is for anyone who would like to connect with you?
On the Prime Potential process, which is in fact a 3-month program, I offer 40% of the regular price. And I will offer this for the first 3% who contact me after this show. And so they have just to send me an email, and then I can let them know exactly what to do from there. And as well, I am offering to the next 10 callers, so separate from the Prime Potential, a 50% off session on the phone or on Skype in regard to the work process, how to question any stressful belief.
Excellent. That's so timely, too. To have a one-on-one session with you at 50% off can do wonders because you have so much to share. And I want people to know that the distance or location of where you are doesn't matter because of Skype, because of the phone calls, all of that. So what is wonderful is that you can connect from anywhere. And, people I have on this show that I'm sharing with you are pre-screened, meaning I'm not sharing with you someone who's I'm only sharing with you people who are going to support you and really get to the heart of who you are. We have quality guests on this show, and that's why I get excited to introduce you to new people, because there's so many good resources out there, and when you connect with them, it can really change your life, and we are all about that, especially at this time on the planet. So I would like to finish up with, again, referencing it's living-spirit.com, and you could also check out Lionel's contribution to The Thought That Changed My Life Forever. That book is on Amazon.com as well as Barnes & Noble, and it is in your local bookstore now. If you are looking for an inspiring book with a variety of wisdom, this might be just the ticket for you. So thank you so much for chatting with us today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mori. I appreciate that you gave me the chance to share my passion with other people.
Thank you. Yes, I'm delighted, and I'm glad that more people are going to find you. And as always, everyone, please check out ConsciousCoolChic.com because you can listen to this show again if you want to hear more about the expertise that Lionel shared. Also, you can find his website there too. So thank you, everybody. I appreciate your presence during this show. I hope you have a beautiful, wonderful day, and we'll be back soon with another live episode. Thank you.